Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work. C-104.
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Janine.
Hey, Janine, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
All right, well, my brother, Tim, and his fiance, they were supposed to get married, like, back in August. But they decided to postpone it for like a year so they could still have, you know, like the big wedding that she wanted with the reception and everything else.
Okay, so, all right, so by the timeline and the way things are going then, they're probably most likely going to be able to do that this summer, right?
Supposed to is the key word.
Oh, boy. All right, what happened?
All right, so Rebecca, my brother's fiance, chose this pastor to marry them. The guy's name is Rowan. And while they were planning out the wedding ceremony and all that stuff, she became friends with him. And that led her to joining his church, which she said it was good because, you know, she wanted to join the church. She hadn't been there in, like, years. So I guess she got really into this church and wanted to do more. And she joined the church council. And all this was fine with me. I mean, none of it is my business. But one night, we all went out to dinner, and I finally met this guy. And within, like, an hour of having dinner with everybody, I was convinced she was sleeping with him.
Wait, who? Your brother's fiancé?
They're sleeping with this pastor.
Oh, wow. And you concluded this after having one dinner with him?
Well, it wasn't just that. Like, it was the way my brother was describing how they used to just have an occasional meeting about planning out the wedding ceremony. Then Rebecca would start going to some of these meetings alone, saying, oh, it's just small details. You don't have to come if you don't want to. And that led her going to more meetings because she was joining his church. And now she's like his little helper at the church. And it's just too much.
Okay.
So I'm just going to assume, by the way you're describing everything, that this pastor isn't like a 75-year-old man.
Oh, no. He's like mid-30s, young-looking, really handsome. Like, that was the other part that sort of made me think she was messing around. And she, like, insisted on sitting next to him at dinner, like, I actually had to get up and move where I was seated.
So your brother's fiance, you think, is cheating on him with the very pastor that was supposed to marry them?
Yep.
Now, do you have any actual proof of anything, like a text message you saw on her phone?
No. Like, I have no proof. But if you guys spent 1 hour with them, you'd be like, oh, they're sleeping together.
Conversation with your brother? Like, I know that's hard to do, but...
Well, we talked about it, but he insists that she's just really into the church. And he's happy she got her religion and her life back and all that.
Okay. So you'd like us to find out if this pastor is putting more than just the word of God into your brother's fiance then?
Yes. But we have to be really careful here because I don't want her thinking in any way that he's involved. Like, I'm not trying to ruin my brother's marriage before it even happens. I know that kind of sounds crazy because I'm calling you guys, but if I can save my brother from making a huge mistake, it'll be worth it.
Okay, I got you. So if you're wrong, she can't even think for a second that your brother's involved, or that throws a giant uncomfortable wrench into the relationship.
Exactly.
Okay.
But you don't think you're wrong.
No, I think I'm right.
Well, let's think of a game plan here. I mean, we can't do the naked game because nobody would believe that a radio contest would be sending people on a trip to the Bahamas right now. And even if they could, who would even go? Like, we need to think of a different plan.
I mean, we could call her and say we're doing like a contact tracing thing for a positive COVID test or...
Yeah, we could, but for some people, that's going to hit too close to home, I think. Like, unless we call to say the test was negative... Maybe we're calling everybody on this guy's close contact. Should we say he has you listed as his girlfriend or something?
Or say he was negative for COVID, but he was positive for STDs.
that would be funny. Okay, listen, we're going to think it over here, Janine, and then we'll call Rebecca when we come back next. I think we're going to try to do the idea that you suggested, which is let's call her and tell her we got... the medical release for this pastor's information. Let's say he is COVID negative, but we wanted to let his contacts on his contact sheet know and then throw in, but we also think he has an STD.
Okay.
Let's see if we can.
Like anything?
Yeah, okay. Make something up.
Okay.
Make something up. Do the best you can. And let's see if we can make this work at all. And maybe she will fall for it. That's what we're hoping for.
Darling at random.
No pressure on you or anything. Just pretend you're from a doctor's office. Okay. Most people will accept that.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm trying to reach Rebecca. Please.
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from the office of Dr. Nicholas Stokes at the request of one of our patients, Mr. Rowan Gray. He had you listed in his contacts information.
Oh, yeah. Is everything okay?
Yes. We were just calling because he had you down as one of his close contacts recently when he was tested for COVID. And his results came back negative. He wanted us to inform all of his close contacts in case they needed the info for contact tracing.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, was it negative?
Yes.
So no COVID?
Correct, but... He did want us to call you because we ran blood work on him as well, and we found a small trace of Dirofilaria imidis, which can be treated with a simple antibiotic, but there's a possibility that it can be transmitted sexually, and I believe he had you listed as a sexual partner. Now, do you know the last time the two of you were intimate?
Okay, well, I guess like 2 weeks ago. I mean, what is this thing that he has, this weird word you just said?
It's really not a big deal. It's I promise, it's not a big deal. And there's very little chance of something like that even spreading. It's just a possibility.
Okay, but is this like something I should be tested for? How did you know that?
I mean, it depends. Have you had an ongoing sexual relationship with Mr. for longer than a month?
I think you could say yes.
Okay, and this includes the two of you having in-ers, correct?
Well, yes, we've had quite a few times.
Oh, I f-ing knew it!
Oh, snap!
Just helping the church out, Rebecca. I'm just really excited about my relationship with God now. Well, I'm sure God is really excited to hear that you're f-ing the pastor.
Hey, Rebecca, are you still there?
What is going on?
Hey, Rebecca, listen, this is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Your fiance Tim's sister, Janine, asked us to call you because she suspected that maybe you were messing around behind her brother's back with this pastor guy. Is that what's going on?
Of course that's what's going on. He's just f***ing admitted to it.
No. That is not at all. No. You guys are...
admitted it when you thought you were at the doctor's office. You just said it.
No. I did not admit anything.
Don't f***ing lie about it. We all just f***ing heard it. Wait till my brother finds out about this. I hope your parents didn't put a lot of money down for that reception hall, you f***ing lying bitch.
Ooh.
Well, you know what? You can shut your mouth and relax about the money, and there's no trouble that's going to come out of this because my husband-to-be already knows. He knows.
Yeah, wait, hold on, hold on. He knows what?
He knows about Rowan and I, and he's fine with it. You're such a f***ing liar. There's no way my brother would be okay with any of this. Well, I'm telling you that he already knows. We had a whole talk about it.
So hang on a second. So Rebecca, you're sleeping with the pastor that's going to marry you and your fiancé this summer. Your fiancé knows about this, and he's fine with it?
Yeah, I know this sounds kind of like not norm, but, you know, we've had an open relationship from the start, and we're both very comfortable with it. But there's been no
issue. She's lying. She's lying. There's no way my brother will be fine with it. I'm calling Tim right now.
Well, hang on a second, Jeanine. We could call him for you if you want.
She hung up.
Yeah, she hung up. Yeah.
All right. Did the other girl? Where's Rebecca?
I think she hung up too. I actually think it's a race to call the brother. I think they're both trying to.
They're probably both trying to get hold of them at the same time. It's the race is on.
That's it.
Wow.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.